Billy commented on that you've been making mucklucks for sale. And would you tell me again what you said about your father, your sale to certain people?
Well, my grandpa, my mother's uncle, that was from Chennai, he used to tell me not to make a bottom for people, especially for Chennai people. He told me that not to make any more, because he noticed that one time old woman died, and then they put those mucklucks up and made a bottom for her to let her on.
That one is in the burial.
Yeah. That's why you will get the rotten teeth. You will have rotten teeth, I know. And he told me not to make any more.
What was your uncle's name?
Ulohang.
From Shunmat.
From Shunmat, my mother's uncle. That's old timers, my old uncle. When a man pulls his teeth out, they have to wrap it on a little piece of meat and then give it to the dog.
Oh, really?
So they have a strong teeth.
So the dog would?
Yes, the dog eats on it right away.
What was the purpose now?
Well,
what was the reason you just gave?
So they have a strong teeth maybe.
You mean the person?
Yeah.
The person who had the
good? Yeah. Pulled through.
Yeah, to protect him, to strengthen his teeth.
Mm-hmm. Right. So they will have a strong.
See, is that a North Hat custom?
Yes, North Hat.
Upper North Hat?
Yeah.
Bella, I'd ask you about thieving and any customs or practices that could become when an infant is getting new teeth.
Mm-hmm. I know that for sure, because my dad made a cedar out of wood, carved carefully for my teeth. They using it. It's like round circle, and one just like a bow. Put a little hose on the edges.
See, what was the shape of this thing? What
it's like a ring.
Like a ring.
Big ring. Yeah.
Oh, and what kind of wood was it made out of?
Tree.
Regular spruce wood.
Yeah. Dry and tough.
Dry.
Yeah.
From any special part of the tree, or just a good piece of wood, you mean?
Just a tree, yeah. A piece of wood. And one straight one. Straight thing. And make a hole on the edges to hold.
Oh, I see. So they could hold it with their
hand.
And have in the ring part that they put in their mouth.
The other one.
Oh, they're two different shapes.
Yeah.
One is one shape, one is round, one is circle, or ring, and the other one is a straighter.
Yeah.
How big the diameter, say, or how big are
the straight one was just about 6 inches.
Long?
Yeah, 6 inches long.
Mm-hmm. Was it somewhat flat or round?
Not too much flat.
More,
more
round?
Yeah, more round. But it's kind of flat, not really round.
The plain wood, it was nothing done to it.
Mm-hmm. And that round one, just about cover it of peanuts.
The size. Mm-hmm. Adela, we mentioned mouth and teeth. Could you mention what they did to treat a say congested nose, stopped up nose?
Steroids, real clear steroids, not real old ones, fresh steroids. And when it's really blocked, you drop a steroid on to it, lay made it run square inside and let it go through the mouth.
Oh.
And take the cold out easy.
Would this, if you, how was the person sitting or lying down?
Lying
down.
Mm-hmm.
Would if you pour it, what kind of oil was it? Warm or cold? Or?
Warm.
Warm oil.
Mm-hmm. Even when the baby got erect, they're using it right now, even.
They do?
Yes, mm-hmm. Still.
So to relieve the, you either put it in the nose or in the ear?
Mm-hmm.
Would they put it in for ear? Could they put it in the nose?
Yes.
To treat ear?
Yes.
To treat
ear?
They put it in the nose.
No, when they got earache, they use earlobe for the eardrop.
In the ear, put in the ear, outer ear, let it run in.
Yeah, and then when the baby's nose cut and a sore zone around there, they use it for ointment material.
Yeah. Like cold sores or something that you meet around the nostril or other parts.
I'm using it myself too one time.
Does it help?
Each help lasts. It takes all the thing off of the nostrils out.
Yeah.
And when you can't smell nothing, you could use it too. Because when you get a strong cold, the nose on block.
Yeah.
Can smell nothing.
Right.
Can't smell what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
And when you drop your nose inside, it clear out clean and it helps you.
Yeah, could you tell me the treatment for sore throat? In times past.
The old timers used to use when they got the sore throat, and for the other people who got the sore throat when they knew it, they used it with an old sock, dirty sock, wrapped it on his throat, and keep it for a long time. It helps too. They used it, huh?
Della, could you tell me what the treatment was for an obstruction in the throat in the old days, if something was stuck in a person's throat?
They had that they used to happen that for them, for the old timers. When a person gets something stuck on his throat, they used to use a needle from the lake of a terrible back part of his lake. They do it hard.
Would this be dried or fresh, you know?
It's fresh, I mean dried.
Dried, you know.
Dried. So they used to hold it on the grass. And this one here, the sinew head for to put the needle on.
Yeah.
They do it, make it soft. Hemorrhage, first, quick as they could.
Break up the fibers.
Yes, and then do it, make it soft. And when it gets wet, really wet, they let it swallow it. Way down.
How big a piece?
From the whole sinew.
That main sinew in the lower leg.
Uh-huh. They let him swallow.
Would that be from the hoof of the animal up to the first joint?
Yeah.
Up
yes.
The hoof?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The main one.
Uh-huh. And then let him swallow it and pull it. Cut. This person is up, then it's not, they let him swallow it more.
Or are they holding on to it?
They're holding it to the edge,
Oh, I see. Yeah. They still have the one end of it.
Yeah.
And they're letting him hold the tall end of it.
Mm-hmm. And let him swallow it. And then pull it out. Took it out. Or he took it out the bone of a fish, a halo.
Mm-hmm.
And even a bone. A bone animal bone. And the kind of a thing. They use that one. Fancy all the time.
But when they took the sinew, they had this dried leg, lower leg sinew.
Yeah.
And they powdered the one end of it. Would that be the upper end? Because they powdered it as a matter.
Yes.
Would it be the upper end of the sinew, or would it matter which end they powdered?
Yeah.
Which end would it be?
That one that goes up to the knee.
Yeah. And they would separate that part so it could be seen, and they would see it again.
Mm-hmm.
And then they let him fall and then pull out the bone, fish bone, or animal bone.
Mm-hmm.
What would they do in the case of a child who, say, was too excited or weak to swallow, or was too small?
Small penis. They use small penis.
Well, suppose it was an infant.
When they can't see it.
Yeah.
When they see it right on the throat, they used to pull it.
Reach into the child's mouth.
But when the child swallows something, because you could notice it as the cup.
Yeah. So.
Then the mother used to do that kind of even look, but half of it, not whole thing, split it, and then do it, same thing.
This would be then in the food passage, not in the wind passage.
Yeah.
This would be the food passage.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose that they had a problem with the wind passage, that is where something had fallen into that part, not in the food, but in the air breathing part,
mm-hmm.
Then what would they do?
They just let him bow down, hold his up straight, and knock on the back.
Upper back.
Upper back between shoulders. Right, not on the left, right, but on the over there.
Yeah.
Between shoulders.
What's the other word for that region?
Yeah.
How about a small, even infant or a small baby, would they do it the same way?
But they have to hold his mouth, though. Open his mouth, speak or something, and for the test.
Yeah.
Let him bow down, let somebody hold the head. Yeah, hold the head and open his mouth, put something on his feet, on the jaw, leave it open, and then same thing, but you have to use the hand.
Have you ever done this for them?
I do that too many times.
Your own children?
Not to my own children,
maybe
for the others.
Because they're
God. But one time at Shishalik, while we were busy working hard work on animals, when the lady come to me running, so excited, and she tell me from way ahead, there's one little girl, swallow model.
Choking.
Yeah. Then I go over and just let him just squeeze it. Open his mouth, her grandma holds her head, and then quickly hits her.